I am Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. There is a Greek word, hupotasso, G5293, that means to subject oneself to obey. One usage in Romans comes in chapter 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. The Romans 13:1 context is not necessary for me to make my point, which is that in other situations when we are supposed to subject ourselves to authority, why is it that Christians think we are supposed to absolutely subject ourselves to the civil government? Yet with the other hupotassos, that is not the case. In other words, you will never hear from the pulpit that the civil government has limits. But yet, with wives submitting to husbands, preachers say there are limits to what wives should tolerate. And with church members to pastors, preachers say there are limits to what congregants should tolerate. And with the young to the old, preachers say there are limits to what young people should tolerate. And with children to parents, preachers say there are limits to what children should tolerate. My point here is that with hupotasso, for some reason preachers want to put limits on husbands, parents, the old, and pastors, which there should be. But when it comes to civil government, hupotasso in Romans 13:1 suddenly means the civil government can do whatever they want and we must obey. Really? It is vital to America's future that preachers properly understand Romans 13 as meaning there are limits to what some humans can do to others. The civil government has no right to force others to learn humanism. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.